This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Jim Jordan is asking questions that I've seen, like people like Congressman Hansen asked back in the 90s. The IRS had guided him and drove him around for 6 months in federal buses till his feet exploded. They call it dieseling. They drive you all day, 16 hours to another federal prison, take you out. Chain you back up, make you crap all over yourself. It's one of the worst forms of torture there is, like being chained up to a wall. And that's why I admire people like that, because that's what makes the world go round, is men that are willing to stand up against scum. There are good men and there are bad men in this world. And I really want to see the bad men defeated. And I'm sick of them, and I'm sick of how they're little cowardly chicken neck pieces of filth. And I hope God kills them all. And God will. Let's go to Congressman Jim Jordan. Last week, predicting everything that's now come true, and documents released last night as the Democrats crap all over their treasonous pedophile pants.
There's been all kinds of stories. PolitiFact reported 96% of the top lawyers' contributions went to Clinton or Obama. But Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, interviewed Secretary Clinton, changed gross negligence a crime to the term extreme carelessness, who ran the Russian investigation, who interviewed Mike Flynn, gets put on Mueller's team, and then he gets kicked off for a text message that's anti-Trump. If he kicked everybody off Mueller's team who was anti-Trump, I don't think there'd be anybody left. So there's got to be something more here. It can't just be some text messages that show a pro-Clinton, anti-Trump bias. There's got to be something more. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. But my hunch is it has something to do with the dossier. Director Did, Peter Strzok, helped produce and present the application to the FISA court to secure a warrant to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign.
Congressman, I'm not prepared to discuss anything about a FISA process in this.
We're not talking about what happened in the court. We're talking about what the FBI took to the court, the application. Did Peter Strzok, was he involved in taking that to the court?
I'm not going to discuss in this setting anything to do with the FISA court applications.
Well, let's remember a couple things, Director. And I know you know this. We've all been made aware of this in the last few weeks. Let's remember a couple things about the dossier. The Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign, which we now know were one and the same, paid the law firm, who paid Fusion GPS, who paid Christopher Steele, who then paid Russians, to put together a report that we call a dossier full of all kinds of fake news, National Enquirer garbage. And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans. And I'm wondering if that actually took place. It sure looks like it did. And the easiest way to clear it up is for you guys to tell us what was in that application and who took it there.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction with the FISA court, and I think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Ray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up, and turning it into...
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows that I don't usually cover congressional hearings. I like to talk. I like to cover a lot of news. I like to take your calls. Had a lot of guests. But I bumped some guests and moved some guests today because the ongoing congressional hearings of the Democratic Party operative, Deputy AG, that created the whole avenue for Mueller to set up this fake investigation, he has just been grilled by Congressman Jim Jordan. He's been grilled and absolutely impeached by the chairman, Bob Goodlatte. It has just been epic. So I'm going to play Mr. Gowdy, Trey Gowdy, former prosecutor, tearing into him. But let me just tell you, when you get government agencies caught politically in text messages and emails saying we can't let Trump be president, we got to make something up, and then they hire people from the GPS group, and it's the wife of the head of the Justice Department Russia operation, and the judge is involved and has to recuse themselves. I mean, this is sensational. So just like Nixon recorded people with the tapes to have dirt on them, the tapes got him. And it's the same thing here. The criminal wiretaps, before they didn't get warrants on, they lied about, then getting false info to get the fake wiretaps. Because then they put, when I say fake wiretaps, they would use wiretaps and then say they found things in those that weren't there. And then leak that to the press, and then when they get the transcripts, it's not even what was said. Transcripts show Trump getting orders from Putin, blah, blah, blah. Then the transcripts are, when he's president-elect, you need to back off, we're military strong, we'll help take out ISIS, don't respond to our sanctions. And Russia's like, okay. That's what you're supposed to do as a president. It's like amazing how much they respect him. So this whole thing is just unbelievable. And then again, the wife of the Justice Department, head of the Russia operation, all Russian investigations run by this one guy, or his wife's the deputy of Fusion GPS, and then millions of dollars in additional, what, $2 million is given by the Justice Department from the husband to the wife at Fusion GPS, and then she admits in the emails that they've now been forced to give them last night that they've been holding back under threat of contempt to Congress, and she's in there going, yeah, we understand. I'm meant to do this with the money. I meant to take Trump out. That's in mainstream news today. I mean, just giving money to your wife at some flimsy fake intelligence op that was $13 million. We know of. You really think they paid $13 million to say that women urinated on Trump in a Moscow hotel or St. Petersburg or whatever it was? That's the payoff to all the people to lie. It's the payoff to the FBI agents and the justice. In fact, no one's even seeing this. I'm going to tell you now, the big smoking gun of all these smoking guns, the big one, the 100-millimeter cannon, you know, on the big battleship Arizona, is that this guy was over the entire Russia investigation and all things Russia at the Justice Department. He was at the head of the Russia desk of the Justice Department, or his wife is already at Fusion GPS, already getting Democrat money. They get millions and millions more as it's transferred to them, and she's paid money and bonuses, it's now coming out, on that. So they were paid for the frame-up. We're going to go to Trey Gowdy right now. But again, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that? Do you realize they used the taxpayer money for the Justice Department head of the Russia desk to say we need to pay a couple extra $1 million? They've only made $11 million. That's not enough. They need $2 million more for the PPGate dossier while his wife is running the Pissgate operation. You got millions going to this guy's wife and company. Woo! And see, why is no one wargaming this? No one has said that till I said that. And I don't want to be the one that keeps figuring this stuff out. But do you see that? Let's go to Trey Gowdy.
Thank you, Judge Poe. There are a lot of issues that I would like to ask you about, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. We had a terrorist incident in New York this week. We have 702 reauthorization that is pending in Congress. Gun violence, the opioid epidemic, criminal justice reform. But when I go home to South Carolina this weekend, trust me when I tell you, no one is going to ask me about any of those issues. They're going to ask me, what in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it, the reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest, and we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then, lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion, and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours. Wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter, where we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless. Interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor. Interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the Inspector General found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour, in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump, he said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote.
That's right. They're saying we're not human. We're going to come back and play the rest of this powerful testimony. It just gets more incredible because it's so truthful. It's veritas. This is the arrogance of the people that have hijacked our country. This is the arrogance of these globalists that think they're invincible, that they'd be in emails and text messages saying all this, and most of them are on the Russian payroll or the Chinese communist payroll or you know, other things even worse. And it is just insane how these beta weirdos get into power and always think they're invincible till they get their political necks wrung. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the link, InfoWars.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
President says to me, last time I talked to him, he said, Alex, they make it harder and harder for us to talk. But I want you to know this. I want you to keep it up. I want you to continue what you're doing. And you've got my pledge. I'm going to keep it up as strong as I can. And I'm not going to let you down. You're not letting us down, is he? The media will probably have a heyday with that. That's the last time I talked to the president, what he said to me. He said, keep it up, what you're doing, and I'm going to work as hard as I can as well. You got that commitment. And I don't think I'm going to let you down. So that's what's happening right now. That's why they hate him. They go, he's an idiot. We could buy him off and more power. Why is he like, these Americans don't deserve prosperity, other countries. We're the big global elites. Let's screw everybody. He's doing what he says he'll do. CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. It's crazy. I mean, Donald Trump wouldn't sell out to the globalists. He's not selling out to Russians. They want to build a big hotel over there and everything. He'll do it. And he's not going to sell out what he's doing for that. They've taken hotels and golf courses and his pageants and his TV shows in this whole campaign. Probably it's like $1 billion, they say, he's probably lost. About somebody that absolutely loves money. No, he doesn't. He likes winning against other people that want to shut him down. And he sees America like in a mirror as himself, as we all should. That's what it is. And he's tired of it. Let's finish up with Trey Gowdy ahead of the guests joining us. Let's finish up with this powerful testimony the congressman's giving. Here it is.
Conflict of interest free. Senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free. Special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest-free special agent of the FBI. This is who we were told we needed to have an objective, impartial, fair, conflict of interest-free investigation. So he's openly pulling for the candidate he had a role in clearing, and he's openly investigating a candidate that he has bias against. And then if that's not enough, he says Trump is an effing idiot. what the F just happened to our country? This is the same man that said he would save our country.
Let's stop
what
right there.
What happens when people who...
When they say their country, they mean the globalist crime network. That's their country. America is the enemy they're fighting, flyover country. That's what Obama said in speeches. So again, they're going to save their country to run our kids, run our lives, suck off of us. That's their country, the anti-America. And so these are the emails coming out. They've been holding back. And the text messages, just like Mika Brzezinski came out today and said, you know, his family, his wife, his kids, they're horrible. They need to come out and call Trump a pig. That's coming up in the next segment. This is their hateful attitude. Let's continue.
What happens when people who are supposed to cure the conflict of interest have even greater conflicts of interest than those they replace? Well, that's not a rhetorical question. You nor I nor anyone else would ever sit Peter Strzok on a jury. We wouldn't have him objectively, dispassionately investigate anything, knowing what we know now. Why didn't we know it ahead of time? And my last question, my final question to you, and I appreciate the chairman's patience. How would you help me answer that question when I go back to South Carolina this weekend?
Congressman, first of all, with regard to the special counsel, Mr. Strzok was already working on the investigation when the special counsel was appointed. The appointment that I made was for Robert Mueller. So what I'd recommend that you tell your constituents is that Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray are accountable.
And
we will ensure that no bias is reflected in any of the actions taken by the special counsel or in any matter within the jurisdiction of the Department
and
of Justice.
And I got a bridge, I'll tell you.
When we have evidence of any inappropriate conduct,
like you with the
we're
Russians,
going to take action on it.
And the money
that's what
you got?
Mr. Mueller did here. As soon as he learned about this issue, he took action. And that's what I anticipate that the rest of our prosecutors, our new group
well,
of
that's the guy on the Russian payroll, Rod Rosenstein. Let's shut up that Clinton turd. Bad enough from him. Everything's fine. Forget the record conflict of interest, total fraud, fake dossiers, the very people with the fake dossiers clearing Hillary. Forget about it. Everything's fine. They're going to save America by shutting us down. And they're doing a good job censoring. But Donald Trump and others are moving in to stop Google and Facebook and Twitter censorship. So they're getting a big, fat, juicy wake-up call. By the way, I'm tired of big corporations taking holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and turning into their own little corporate name to get away from what the tradition really was. That's why I said, why not just have Christmas week in the week leading up, kicking off on the 11th, running through for a week until the actual week of Christmas, to make Christmas about Christmas and to make sales about Christmas. What's a better gift than high-quality supplements that have been documented to really improve people's lives? Give the gift of X2 to friends and family. Give the gift of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Give the gift of Alpha Power, our newest amazing product. Give the new Real Red Pill, DNA Force. That's 33% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. These are great-selling products out of the gates, but I want people to get them at almost a loss because I want them to see how amazing they are, so that, quite frankly, you get hooked, just like I am. Alpha Power, Brain Force, all of it. Alpha Power is a male and female, natural, healthy, sports, brain, libido enhancement, and quite frankly, if you think you got results with Super Male Vitality and things from Anthroplex, which are great, we're going to keep selling, we love them, wait till you get things like Alpha Power. Wait till you try the Real Red Pill that's the basis and the platform for all of it, with the pregnenolone and all the rest of it, the precursor to all the hormones. Wait till you get Survival Shield X2 and see what good healthy iodine in the body does. Wait till you get Knockout the Sleep Aid and see how great it works, or Prostagard. There's close to 100 items at 50 to 67% off and free shipping, and it's running right through till next Monday, but then the specials have to end. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Why fight the crowds? Why fight the traffic? Why not get great products, fund the InfoWar, and win, 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 win? You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a guest for the next 20 minutes or so, and then I'm going to get into great detail on a NewsWars.com article that just went live. And I was aware of this. I knew we were researching it. But it's all part of Hollywood trying to mainline pedophilia at the UN through NAMBLA and others, and Nickelodeon sexualizing children. This is a story by Clifford Cunningham. It's on InfoWars.com as well. This needs to go everywhere, folks. This needs to go know, top story out there. I never beg Drudge to link to articles. He just links wherever he wants. But I think this is newsworthy, even if he linked to somebody else's about it. But I haven't seen this anywhere else but InfoWars. Pedo film takes Hollywood by storm amid wave of sexual assault allegations. Despite a wave of sexual assault allegations that have rocked Hollywood, film executives at Sony have decided to show a film depicting a relationship between a teenage boy and an adult male, a decision slammed by former child actor Corey Feldman. I mean, there you go, folks. You can't make this up. And this is the agenda. L.A. blaze ignited by vagrants as homeless camps explode across the state. It's another news war story. Joining us is David Seaman, investigative journalist and author. You can follow him on YouTube at David Seaman Online. And he's here with us because he's one of the really balanced reporters out there who isn't just hyping it from our research, but actually covering it, cryptocurrencies. And look, mainstream stuff is all fiat. This is crypto, and then it has privacy. That's the real value, and the code, how it works. I'm not a mathematician like some of these folks, but again, you can follow him on YouTube at David Seaman, 160,000 subscribers just on YouTube there. The cryptocurrency market is now worth more than J.P. Morgan, CNBC. Bitcoin market value is now larger than Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. RBC, the cryptocurrency market could have been maybe worth $10 trillion. And it goes on, Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin price surge leads alternatives to gain huge amounts of value. Litecoin, we're going to get into all these with him because here's the thing. If I study something, I can kind of figure it out. But then if I start wanting to invest in something, I get obsessed with it. That's why I don't watch sports, why I don't invest, because I want to just invest in news and know what's going on there. So that's never invested in the cryptocurrency, even though I believe in the overall system in it. Because I don't want to give listeners bad advice, so then I kind of stay a neophyte. But that's why I have experts on, like David Seaman. So David, I've got a lot of questions here. If you're the expert, you should out of the gates tell us what's most important. It's just that I don't want to tell people to get involved in something that's a giant bubble. But good Lord, Bitcoin's going on 6 years. I had guests on that told people get into it. I've had so many people thank me because they invested $1,000 and, you know, made $5 million. And I just think, good Lord, one time, you know, 4 years ago, Max Kaiser was trying to give me $1,000 worth at some hotel in London. I was too busy to go to my hotel room and get my laptop because I just didn't want to get involved. Because I didn't want to mess with it because I don't know how to explain it. It's like if I don't know something, then I don't ever get involved. So here's the thing. I'm trying to get involved. I want to know because now it's so big that I feel like an idiot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Never turn down free coins from Max Kaiser, but nobody wants to jump to a new system. Nobody wants to learn a new thing. It took me a couple of interviews of interviewing different people in Bitcoin to actually come around to the conclusion that this thing is probably sound. You know, do I read computer code? I really don't for the most part, but thousands of people around the world from totally different backgrounds, right? Big government crazies, libertarians, anarchists, people who support WikiLeaks, big bankers, everybody in between, Russians, Chinese, American people. Keep in mind, Bitcoin is global. This phenomenon of people mining for crypto is happening all over the world. And so these thousands of people in different countries with different backgrounds, they've all reviewed the computer code. It's 100% open source in the case of Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ethereum. These are open source technologies. So if you have a disagreement with how something runs, just show us the line of code, right? So it definitely took me a lot of research to jump into it. I didn't want to stake my name to something that would go down in flames. And for a couple of years, the crypto markets really did nothing. And a lot of people burnt out financially during that period of time. Crypto did nothing, but below the surface, a lot was being built. And now we're starting to see the beginnings of what was built, you know? So,
exactly. And again, I just wanted to really understand before I got into it and promoted it. But now, what about the concern that it's been leaked out by powerful global groups that know the old currencies are going to die, that they want to get us all in this global digital system that we think is personal and private, but really is part of a larger global management system that is going to be brought in via booms and crashes globally to consolidate control over cryptocurrency?
Sure. Well, we all know that the elites have been trying to collapse the global economy for some time. First, make us reliant on their fiat currencies, the Rothschild banks, dead people's faces on rectangles of paper. What most people don't realize in America and in Europe, when you go to the mall, when you spend some money, you're using foreign banker currency, right? I don't want to get too esoteric here, but
we're already using somebody's. We're using their phony digital system.
Exactly. Yeah, using a system where they is in the house of Rothschild and the Rockefellers and Soros and other ruling families have literally trillions of these things, trillions of these digital tokens called dollars. And Bitcoin is a shot across the bow, no doubt about it. And what I tell people now, people who have those concerns, what if this is some system, they're trying to crowd us into it like sheep, right? Trying to throw us off the cliff. I say, if this is a cliff, it's a good cliff, right? If this is the cliff they're trying to cast us off of, because it's open source and because anybody can mine for it, look at things by their fruit, right? That's what the Bible tells us to do. Look at things by their fruit. I forget the exact quote, but if this thing were created
by Lucifer, judge a tree by its fruits, that's what you said.
Yeah, exactly. That's the quote. If this thing were created by Lucifer himself, and I have no evidence to suggest it was, I think it was just the cryptography community realized that there's a bigger issue than privacy, and that issue is currency. And they worked on this problem quietly for years and finally figured it out.
I remember Max Kaiser on here like 4.5 years ago saying this will challenge JP Morgan. He goes, I tried to use silver to crash him, but Bitcoin will do it. And it's now worth just Bitcoin 370 plus billion more than JP Morgan.
Yeah. No, Max Kaiser is one of the most brilliant people on television when it comes to currency stuff. The way I like to think of it is, if somebody was telling you about Bitcoin years ago, they probably know what they were talking about, right? And you've covered it for years. You've made many of your viewers unintentionally rich, as you pointed it out. As I was saying, if Lucifer himself or if some demon race of aliens launched Bitcoin, at least it's a better deal than Chase. At least it's a better deal than Wells Fargo. Whatever this stuff is, 8 years in, thousands of people way smarter than me who reviewed the software that makes it run. It seems to do its job. If there's a problem, I'll be the first to let people
know. So let me ask you, where is it going next? I mean, it's just undoubtedly is the future. Where is it going next? What do you expect to happen?
Bitcoin is one of those self-enhancing prophecies, right? The chicken or the egg problem. If you have a currency and nobody wants to accept it, then it can't grow. And if everybody wants to accept something that nobody uses, then it can't grow. But now, because of how big the market valuation is, you know, some people say it's stupid. Some people say it's overvalued. But because of that market valuation, everybody wants a piece. Nobody's turning down Bitcoin now, right? If Max Kaiser were to tell you today, hey, Alex, you still want those Bitcoins I offered you years ago, you'd probably say yes, right?
Yeah, it was only worth $18 million now. Yeah, it's worth more now since a week ago, yes.
Yeah, so I think it's a self-enhancing prophecy, and there's no reason to think it can't take out the PayPals and J.P. Morgans of the world over the long term.
Well, let's get into this with a top cryptocurrency expert, David Seaman. Again, we'll be back with him on the other side, journalist, breaking this down. Then we have Catherine Austin Fitz joining us, one of the top former heads of HUD with the Clintons, big insider, and Roger Stone, who called for the special counsel against Mueller. Well, looks like it's about to happen. He'll be joining us.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are joined here by a journalist who's been on before, David Seaman, writes for a lot of big publications, is a very, very popular YouTube channel, and he's somebody that a lot of folks respect as really trying to steer folks towards the right places to go in Bitcoin. You know, the radio network I'm on, GCN, has taken a lot of advertising from Bitcoin groups and other cryptocurrencies, and that's fine. We really haven't done much of it, except with a few groups we know, just because, again, I'm a little neurotic about understanding something before I get into it. But now, clearly, the governmental fiat currencies are used to control people. What people agree upon to use as a currency is just the nature of civilization. So if it empowers individuals, as he said, 8 years into this, this is looking really, really good. But my problem is then, who are the best websites? And talk about advertising. They're not advertising. They should. I need to find out who the best people are, talking to you and other experts, Max Kaiser, you name it, to see who I should approach to be sponsors, because I want to now start getting into a spectrum of these. I think people should, again, not spend any money that they need to eat or live off of. I think it should be money that you'd be willing to, you know, take your wife or girlfriend or husband out to dinner on, or, you know, maybe a weekend, you know, driving down to the coast or something. I mean, I think this should be discretionary income, but I don't feel like, I feel like I'm stupid. I mean, I have integrity, so I've waited so long, but I think now I need to really get a crash course and not just kind of sit back and interview people. I need to start experiencing myself. So, I mean, obviously you're reporting, but where do you go? What do you think are some of the best currencies? How do you store it? We hear about people that store it on their own computer, that's hooked to the internet, or some of the exchanges. People break in and steal it. Of course, that can happen with any wealth. You know, why have kids? They can get hurt. Or, you know, why own a car? Somebody can key it. I mean, it's a normal thing with assets. I'm not knocking it, but those are some of my questions.
Yeah, sure. So you bring up a great point, which is it is still very risky. We're 8 years in. This is open source software. It's not backed by any government. It's not insured by any government at this point. So it's do it yourself and it's use at your own risk. But as you can see, for those of you who are watching on Alex's TV show and YouTube, sorry, I don't mean to bring up some random currency. I'm not even invested in that one. But yeah, I'm up on coincap.io. And as you can see, the crypto markets are red hot. So a good place to just get your feet wet and see what are these things valued at right now. That would be coincap.io, or another really popular one would be coinmarketcap.com. And so that's where you can begin to see which currencies are competing against each other. You can start to do your homework over there.
And how many thousands of percentage points is Bitcoin up since it first launched? I mean, Vegas is 60% against you. Even if you see this as gambling, this has paid off in thousands of percentage points.
Yeah, so since Bitcoin was launched to the world about 8 years ago as open source software, it came out January 2009. He released his white paper explaining how it works. That white paper is still online. Anybody in the world can read it at bitcoin.org/bitcoin.pdf. That's the original free document that tells you what on earth is this thing and how does it create digital cash. And so since that point in time, Bitcoin is up more than 50,000%. Yeah, that's the white paper right there. It's up more than 50,000%.
And again, tell folks a little bit about 50,000%. Tell people about the developer, the Japanese developer.
Yeah, so we don't know much about Satoshi Nakamoto. That's the pseudonym of the creator or the team of creators who released Bitcoin to the world. And then to answer questions from the
community. I was about to say, I can never get answers even from people like Kaiser that have met these folks who really did it. That's one thing I don't like. I'd kind of like to know who really created it.
Yeah, if that's a sticking point for you, there are other currencies like Litecoin where they know very well who the creator is and where he's doing media interviews.
Why wouldn't somebody want their name to be known? Maybe in case it went south or in case they got targeted for doing it?
Yeah, I think it's actually a strong feature of Bitcoin that we don't know who the creator is, because if some overzealous government agency says, oh, look, you're not complying with rule A, B, and C, we need to indict you and bring you in, that would obviously crash the currency's value, at least in the short term, even if
sure,
it's
not. Sure, don't they say in that manifesto and others that they're doing this to empower people?
Essentially, Satoshi made hints on the blockchain. He references an article about the financial crisis. And that was one of the first, you know, things written into the blockchain is a newspaper article about the financial crisis where Americans are getting hosed. So there is an ideological element to this. I mean, we all know what we're doing. We're psychologically replacing the dollar with this crazy thing called a Bitcoin. And so far, so good. But again, it is still very risky technology. Nobody's underwriting this. Nobody's guaranteeing it. It's what really it comes down to, I think, Alex, is whenever peer-to-peer pops up in any area of life, P2P, they try to stomp it down as hard and as fast as
they want middlemen in control. This is cutting middlemen out.
Yeah, they try to make us never try it again, right? So the printing press, they didn't like, because you no longer have to go to church and tithe 10% of your income to have somebody in the church tell you what the Bible says. You can print up your own Bible. You can give them to friends and family members, and you can start to interpret God's word for yourself. Back then, that was highly disruptive.
And that's what we're doing in the independent new media, is saying, hey, we're having everybody on. We're having a bigger discussion. And people say, I want my own discussion. And that's what's killing that monopoly.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't like people going off and doing their own thing. And there's nothing more peer-to-peer than Bitcoin. There are people in their basements mining for Bitcoins and Ethers and Litecoins right now. They can't control that. And of course, tomorrow we could all stop craving Bitcoin and then it could collapse. But tomorrow we could also crave Bitcoin even more. I mean, now it's a massive network. So
I was about to say, how many cryptocurrencies are there? Because they're saying, I mean, it's already what approaching what percentage of global currency?
Yeah. So as of yesterday or the day before, all the crypto in the world had reached more than $500 billion in value. So more than half a trillion. Now it's a little bit under a trillion because it's moved back a bit. But roughly half a trillion dollars of market value in crypto at this point. It's incredible.
So if I would have invested $10,000 in Bitcoin 8 years ago, what's 50,000 times 1,000?
I mean, you would have a lot of money today. And one of the concerns about Bitcoin is, who is Satoshi Nakamoto, right? What are this man's intentions or this team's intentions? Because he stopped communicating with the public in 2010. He was responding to people in the Bitcoin forums, developers and miners and stuff, drops off the face of the earth sometime in 2010. And it's been run by volunteers ever since, pretty much, by volunteers and by companies who work with Bitcoin. But this man, maybe he still holds some of his coins, and it makes you wonder if he becomes the next, super banker. How many coins he has? Is he a good person or is he a bad person? At least, again, it goes back to that biblical quote. He's made a lot of people rich. He's made Jamie Dimon sweat. So judging him by the fruit of his tree,
he's good.
That's one nice tree so far. You know, that's one real nice tree. So,
wow. It's amazing. Well, I want to get you back on the broadcast soon, my friend. Any other important tidbits we should get into to understand cryptocurrency?
Yeah, just a couple of closing things. People always ask where to buy it. At least if you're in the U.S., one of the best places is Coinbase, coinbase.com. Let's see if I can bring it up there.
And where do you keep it? Just on a thumb drive? I mean, don't plug it into the internet.
So coinbase.com, they're a good place. So you can do something called offline storage or cold wallets. Do a search for Bitcoin cold wallet, Bitcoin offline.
So have it in a hard
storage.
Drive and put it in a Faraday cage.
Essentially, yes. Essentially, you can have a laptop that you never connect to the internet. You use a thumb drive to install your favorite Bitcoin wallet. You generate a Bitcoin address or an Ether address if you're using Ethereum. You send money to that address, but you never connect that computer to the internet, and therefore you don't have to sweat at night about hackers getting your Bitcoin, because from a physics perspective, we know it's impossible to hack a computer that never connects to the internet. You can disconnect your
network. Hold on, stay right there. We got to come back in 2 minutes. I want to do 5 more minutes with you if you can to get more into this. I've got a few other questions, and I know some of the crew wanted to pop in and ask a few questions as well, and I forgot to go to them. We'll be back in 70 seconds after this break. Please support us. We don't have the Bitcoin. We don't have the George Soros funding either. We're just funded by you. The radio networks and stations are funded by local sponsors. We're pretty much funded by you buying products, T-shirts, books, videos. We've got All Lives Matter shirts that are exclusive at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got White Lives or Matter, Black Lives Matter shirts, all the same names together. We have It's Okay to Be White, Okay to Be Black, Okay to Be Brown, Okay to Be Red, Great to Be Human, very powerful shirts, they're limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. And the new product, and I know it's going to be our best seller, CellForce. It's so incredible. 50% off, out of the gates, and store-wide free shipping. So many other specials, but a lot of them are having to end because we're selling out. Get your brain force as well. It's about to sell out. Thank you all for the support, but do your Christmas shopping. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products, get your shopping done, and help defeat the globalists.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.